From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Rebels breached the Syrian government's siege on opposition neighborhoods in the city of Aleppo, opening a corridor in the south and marking a major military breakthrough. University of San Francisco Middle East scholar Stephen Zunis tells VOA the rebel advances in Aleppo are crucial.
This is a pretty remarkable turnaround for the besieged rebels. Somehow they were able to get no less than 30 different armed factions to cooperate in breaking through this siege and taking over this heavily fortified military area, including an artillery school and a major base.
Zunis says the battle for Aleppo, which is Syria's largest city and former commercial heart, is pivotal for the Syrian civil war. A UN peacekeeper was killed, four others wounded. It happened Sunday in northeastern Mali when their vehicle, part of a supply convoy, hit a roadside bomb. Blast occurred in the Kidal region where Islamist groups are active. All the casualties are from Chad, and there was no immediate claim of responsibility. Mali has become the most dangerous assignment for UN peacekeepers, where more than 100 have died since the MINUSMA peacekeeping deployment, now numbering 15,000, occurred in July of 2013. Mudslides triggered by what was left of Tropical Storm Earl killed 38 people along Mexico's Caribbean coast. Most of the deaths were reported in the eastern states of Veracruz and Puebla. Earl made landfall in Belize, Guatemala, and southern Mexico as a Category 1 hurricane and weakened as it moved inland. This is VOA News.